Lord, we love you so much. I pray that our worship is an offering to you. We come together as one, with no agenda, no ideas. I'm seeing like a blank marble slate. And I feel like the Lord has poured us out on a table tonight and is molding us in his image. Some of us struggle with identity. You know, oftentimes we hear about identity theft in the natural, and we go to great lengths to protect our identity so nobody steals our identity. We have security in place on our internet. We have programs running, scanning for viruses. We have companies that we have signed up to monitor things on our behalf. And those are all good things, but those are things in the natural. And I feel like the Lord is wants to magnify a season that we are in, and there's been some hijacking, some identity theft in the spirit, and I feel like the Lord is putting I'm actually seeing like a magnifying glass. I feel like he's magnifying who he is in us and who we are in him. And I'm seeing that we have our identity in Christ, solid in Christ, that can never be shaken, it can never be taken. But yet there are violators, the enemy, out there trying to attack our system, our identity in Christ. And, you know, we take great measure to protect ourselves in the natural, but I'm wondering what's up in the spirit. And I feel like the Lord is highlighting this tonight, and I'm catching this on the fly with you all. I thought we were going to talk about something different. But, you know, God speaks to the heart of his people in here. He cares so deeply about every one of us and where we're at in him that he wants to make us aware and understand who we are in Christ. We have been seated in heavenly places with Christ. When we were born again, we were translated out of the kingdom of darkness, meaning translated out of the earth and the earth curse system, and we were translated into the kingdom of light. That's God's system. That's God's, it's God's kingdom. And some of us have not fully transitioned our minds and our ideas to line up with God's idea and God's plans for us. And oftentimes we will read a book, we'll hear a sermon, we'll go to a conference, but God is challenging us to seek his face, to do FaceTime with him, because in his presence we change. Now, we already are who we are, but what happens is in his presence, we see there's like a reflection of God in us, and we see the goodness of God, and he's showing us the goodness of God, and we're seeing the goodness of us in God. We have nothing in the natural. None of us are capable of anything that won't burn up, but in the spirit, we have a spirit being, and that's who I'm talking to tonight. I'm talking to your identity in Christ, your born-again spirit, and I'm talking to your souls and your minds that need regenerating. It needs life. Some of us in here are struggling with our position, and I'm seeing like a ping-pong game, like the old-fashioned ones, where you're the ball, and man says this about you, and it sends you flying. Man says this about you, and you hit the side of the bumper. And then man says this about you, and you go right into the gutter ball. And God is saying enough. Now, he's not mad, but he's like, enough. I created you in my image, and I want to show you the riches of heaven, but you keep reacting to the flesh, to the circumstances of the flesh. And I see God trying to train us and strengthen us to understand the greatness of everything that he did for us. You know, it is on earth, and you know, God is trying to get us to see heaven and bring it into the earth. Instead of us looking at earth and going, how do we do this? This looks bad. He's trying to position our eyes so that we're looking at him, the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith, the perfecter of all things. And by that, when we see the presence and we understand who he is, and even all we have to understand is how much he loves us. Because when you understand love, love covers all. Love is all. And he is love. And he created us in his image to love. And so, meanwhile, the ping pong ball is going this way and this way, and we're reacting and having trouble. And God's saying, fix your gaze on me. Come away. Come away from the distractions. Come away from the conferences, from the meetings. Come away from work. Come away from play. Come away from Facebook. Come away. Come away with me. And for some of you, this is a strange message because you only know the way of God through church. Well, God's trying to tell you that he is fully capable and wants to mentor you and direct you and correct you and guide you into all truth, which is all truth in him. And he gives us the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth, to guide us and lead us in all truth. And he's cheering us on, but there's this big thing called too much. Distractions, you know, like billboards of, you know, this project has to be done right now. They can't make it without you one more minute. Don't put this off. Don't delay. Friends, those are distractions, and they're created. And so you're responding to created distractions. There's a way to respond to the Creator and get the keys and the tools and the wisdom from God, from heaven, to see the situation and then have an anointing to follow through in the project. God's trying to teach us. He's retooling some of our thinking in here tonight, and I think that's what that marble table is about. He's trying to get us to understand his greatness. He's already done it. Will you come to him and ask him how? It's a very simple message. And most will say, yep, I'll get to it. I'm gonna do that. But first I gotta take care of this. Yeah, I heard that, but you know what? You don't know. I got a babysitter at home. I gotta deal with that babysitter. It's by the hour. No. Let me tell you something. Every distraction is caused to cause a distraction. Every distraction is causing you to delay your spiritual growth. You can cut it. And once you cut it, it's done. See, there's right order and wrong order. And living in the earth curse system is wrong order. God must be first in all things, always, all the time. And it's a battle. We battle against our flesh because we were born corrupt. So we have that. We have the circumstances around us. And what we see is what we go after. If we see the great trial and a great project and you know, I got to deal with this or I need to do that, I got to exercise, I got to study, whatever it is, those are all things in the natural. But there's a God who is your heavenly Father who wants you to be positioned in him. In him you live and have your being. In him. That's where the power comes out of. And so I see many people, and I'm guilty, many people doing works of the flesh, trying to get it done. I'm going to challenge us all. How important is it, and does it really have to be done right now? I see a lot of false pressure. I see the enemy trying to push on us. Make a decision. You got to do it right now. Well, really? You know, God created the world and the systems in 6 days, and then he sat down, and, you know, why are we trying to get something done that's much less important than what he did and feeling like we have to drive to get it done? There's something wrong. It's called wrong order. And see, God's not against us working. God's not against us studying. God's not against us fellowshipping. But when it becomes more important than him, it becomes idolatry. And idolatry brings a curse. And God, we don't want... We don't want to have idols in our hearts, and God is exposing. So there's people in here whose work is their idol. There's people in here whose ministry is their idol. There's people in here whose kids are their idols. Their spouses are their idols. I'm asking us right now to take a second and say, Holy Spirit, show me the idols in my heart. Is there anything that comes before you? Now, don't wait to go home to do this. Do this right now. There's an anointing here for breakthrough. So I'm sure we all had a few things pop up. Father, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that this became an idol. I don't know how it happened. But I'm so sorry. On this day, I'm choosing to put you first again in my heart and in my life. I'm going back to the beginning. I want to go back to the beginning when I didn't know it all, when I had to trust you and I was learning to trust you. Teach me the walk of the Spirit. Teach me to develop the walk of the Spirit with you. And Holy Spirit, anytime I start to get ahead of you, will you slow me down? Will you prompt me? Holy Spirit, I know you have the answer to all things. You're called the Spirit of wisdom. You're called the Spirit of truth. I am choosing to put you first. I'm asking you to show me how to have a relationship with you. I don't understand what this means. Will you teach me? I want to grow deeper in my walk in you. I don't know what that means. Will you help me, Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, sometimes I think I know too much. Will you correct me? Will you prompt me when I think I have it all together? So that I don't run before you. I want to stay linked. I want to be bound to you. Just like two people are bound in a three-legged race. Holy Spirit, I bind myself to you right now. Show me your truth. Teach me. Mentor me. Grow me up. But don't let me get too big. I want to stay in your presence always. I want to be led by you always. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for everything you do. I don't see half of it, but I'm thanking you and I'm honoring you right now. Holy Spirit, you're my protector. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for all the times I didn't see when you were protecting me. Holy Spirit, it says in your word, when we pray in tongues, that you're interceding on our behalf, that you're bringing it before the throne of God. Thank you for that. Holy Spirit, help me to remember to pray in tongues more. Holy Spirit, help me develop my spiritual muscles. Holy Spirit, teach me about kindness. Teach me about love. Teach me about the ways of the kingdom of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, we talked a little bit, I think it was last week, about vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. And God is showing us ourselves through the spiritual mirror of who we were created to be. And he is asking us to drop the false expectations that, and the weights that easily beset us, that easily cause us to stumble. See, he can't do it for us, but he wants to help us, but we can't do it without him. And so he's pulling heartstrings tonight, and he's wooing us to choose life in a deeper way, in a deeper understanding. You know, many of us are saved and we're born again, and we, you know, some of us are baptized in the Holy Spirit and moving in the giftings and loving on Jesus, but I'm seeing a stirring of the waters of God, and he is stirring up stuff to prepare us so that we can stand against the schemes of the enemy. And you know, think about when I'm actually seeing, like, the waters of God. I'm seeing the pool of God, and I'm seeing it stir. And when you stir up water, you know, particles separate. They start to move around, and I'm seeing stuff drop that needs to drop, and I'm seeing stuff rise that needs to rise. And only God can stir the waters. And so right now I thank you, Father, that you are stirring the waters. And I'm asking you to wash us clean. I'm asking you to remove the debris, the hardness on our heart from betrayals, from deaths, from bitterness, from distractions, from busyness, from anger issues, from outright sin. Lord, I'm asking you. In fact, we repent right now. We repent for any stubbornness in our hearts, or if we thought we knew so much. Lord, we come before you as small children with mud on our faces and ask you to wash us clean. I ask you, Father, you know, we repent right now for any evil in our hearts, any twisted thinking in our souls. We ask you to cleanse us right now, Jesus. You have made us whole, and we walk into the wholeness of God. And right now, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to quicken us and help us remember to eat your word, study your word, meditate in your word. Father, I'm asking you to remind us. You know, there's a scripture that's, you know, wear it like on our forehead, like flint on our forehead, always to know. I'm asking you to help us grow in understanding of your word through revelation. I don't want us to be head heavy. I want us to be heart heavy, full of God's compassion, full of God's love, and full of God's understanding of the word of God in truth and power, and with signs and wonders following. I thank you, Lord, that we are a generation of signs and wonders and supernatural manifestations daily. We won't settle for once a year, once every 10 years. We want fresh bread from heaven. And we ask you right now, Lord, to explode our hearts to understanding, to complete the missing pieces in our spiritual development, to grow strong in your stature, to grow nearer to you, Jesus. We come against every distraction, every scheme of the enemy that has held us back or said we're not good enough. We stand boldly at the throne of grace with the blood of Jesus sprinkled on the mercy seat, saying it's been forever done in heaven. It's been forever done. We are cleansed from all unrighteousness, and we stand boldly in the presence of Jesus, the King of Kings, the lover of our souls, and we connect in the Spirit right now with a holiness and a truth and a boldness that no man could shake and no devil will ever try to, because they know that we are the set apart ones for this time, for this season. We come deeper in your presence, Jesus. My heart's cry is to know you more, Jesus. Lord, help us, deliver us from the distractions of this day. Strengthen us. Heal our minds right now. I see racing minds. I command the peace of God to still the mind, to the racing mind. I command the tormenting spirits to leave this room right now in Jesus' name. I break the hold of the enemy on your destiny. I see the enemy holding keys to destinies. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I speak the blood of Jesus and the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in those situations. Come alive in Christ. Come alive in Christ. Be whole. Be made whole in Jesus. Be made whole in Jesus. Dreams rise. Godly dreams come forth, the promises, the blessings, the healing. I declare perfect healing in your bodies tonight, perfect health. I command any and all foul spirits to leave this place in the name of Jesus. Leave this place. I see right now the waters of God rushing, the mighty waters rushing. And I'm seeing like this old, I'm seeing like two pictures. I'm seeing the old dead man, the natural man who is slowly settled for, well, this is the way it is. Well, I guess it's not so bad. And I see the mighty waters of God rushing and blowing away that old dead stuff, the old smelly pond water of stale, stagnant stuff. Go in the name of Jesus. Life come forth. Resurrection come forth. Power of God come forth. We command a manifestation of the glory of God to come forth. The healing power of Jesus Christ come forth. We release it right now. We release the compassion, the wholeness of God in this place right now. Be made whole in Jesus' name. I speak to your body parts and I say, align up to the word of God. Be whole in the name of Jesus. I see some of you taking authority. I see arrows coming out of your backpack and going, be whole, I'm whole in the name of Jesus. I see you using it as a weapon it's a sword. I thought it was an arrow. Hashonde, I speak life into those dead areas and I command the boldness of God, the warrior in you of God to come forth and take a stand against the schemes of the enemy. For once and for all, we're done. This is done. This season is done. I am not going back. This season's done in the name of Jesus. I've made a decision and I'm sticking to God and God's word. I will not compromise in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, help me. I will not compromise. I hear hearts cries tonight in here. I hear the life coming back. I hear the breath of God being breathed into you again. Wholeness come forth. Wholeness come forth. We release the wholeness, the fullness, the breath of God into your lungs in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. Hallelujah. I see the compassion of God resting on people in here and healing broken hearts, healing and mending what the enemy has stolen. God is breathing life, breathing hope, breathing. I see addictions going. There's smokers in here who will not smoke again. You have taken your last puff. I actually see the cigarette and it looks like, it looks like poop. And it smells like poop. And when you go to put that to your lip, you're going to go, poop. I'm not doing that anymore. And there won't be that stuff in the natural called withdrawal. Withdrawal is not part of the kingdom of God. The only withdrawal we make is from the kingdom of God, and that's the blessings of God. So we speak against withdrawal symptoms. We rebuke you, lying spirit. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. And that's for vapors too, that little puffy, vapey thing stuff. Out in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Be made whole. No more. No more. I see somebody struggling with food. I want to eat. I don't want to eat. I'm struggling. I'm binging. I break that cycle over your life right now. I put it under the blood of the Lamb. I speak wholeness to you in that area. Binge eating, you are done. You spirit, get out of here in the name of Jesus. Whoa. We release you from that foul devil. We declare you whole, whole, whole in the name of Jesus. I'm going with the Holy Ghost. Supernatural weight loss. We release that right now in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing it in the spirit. I'm releasing it in the name of Jesus. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm seeing blood cells. I'm seeing blood cells in here. I'm seeing blood cells. I command wholeness to your blood cells. I command the counts to regulate and normalize in the name of Jesus. Whoa, I'm seeing the breath of God blowing into your bodies. Be made whole. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. I'm seeing eyesight coming into 20/20 vision, perfect vision. I receive that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see stiffness in bones and joints from a sedentary lifestyle. I release you from that right now. I speak the lubrication of God. I release it into your system right now. Holy Ghost lubrication. If you're stiff, start moving around in the name of Jesus. I see somebody with a tight tendon in the arm. I release that in the name of Jesus. I command that to be loosed. I release it in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Be made whole. We receive everything Jesus did for us through the cross, the Holy Spirit, the explosion that took place from the resurrection when Jesus descended and then ascended, the fullness of God, the blessings of the Lord. I release every blessing. Oh, I see it. Hallelujah. Whoa, the fire, the fire. I see a purification coming upon us. A purification, a holiness. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. God, holy, holy. Oh, I see a stirring in the hearts, a stirring. I'm hearing the words rebirthing. I don't know what it means, but I'm releasing it. Hallelujah. So, the burning fire from God, purifying, setting apart, burning off the dross. Deeper commitment, deeper commitment, deeper commitment. Gotta have more of God. Oh, I'm not settled for this old dead life. Show me your truth, Jesus. Show me the way, Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us. Give us the way. Show us the path. Oh, I'm seeing the path. It's very narrow, very narrow, very narrow. Lord, we come with you. We come through the door. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. We come through that very narrow door. Whoa, some are coming for the very first time. Whoa, the goodness of God, the mercy, the compassion of God. Whoa, the fullness, we receive it all. Take us in, Jesus, deeper. Take us in, show us. Holy Spirit, help us come again and again and again. Help us wear a path into the throne of God. Help us wear a path into the garden of God. Help us wear, oh, show us, show us, show us the rooms in heaven. Show us the rooms in heaven. Show us our position. Show us, whoa, the glory, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 whoo, holy, holy. Acclimate us to your presence, Jesus. Acclimate us. Teach us. Help us. Strengthen our spiritual being so we can stand in your presence. Let us worship you. We bow down and adore you. We bow down and kiss your feet. We bow down and love on you. Let us pour out our anointing oil, our fragrant oil, which is our heart, into you, Lord, under your feet. Let it be a blessing. We come with everything we have, our hearts, our love. We come for you, Jesus. We come. Let us minister to you, Jesus. Let us be a blessing to you, Jesus. Let it not be about us. Let it be about you and your kingdom. Your kingdom. Teach us. Teach us. Ooh, I'm seeing selfishness fall off. Thank you, Lord. I'm seeing self ways. Give me English, Lord. Ways of the man falling away. Ways of the man falling away. I'm seeing garments put on people. Holy, heavenly garments put on people. Oh, I'm seeing shoes, new shoes. Some shoes have been full of, like, it looks like glory dust, and people are walking in them for the very first time, clicking, clicking. I'm hearing clicking in place, positioning in God. The Holy Spirit, teach us our position. Show us how to rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven. Teach us how to rule and reign. Teach us how to declare on earth as it is in heaven. Let us see through the eyes of God. Let us hear from the eyes of, from the ears of God. And let us speak the words that we hear the Holy Spirit giving us. And let us watch the mountains melt away. Watch the mountains bow down to the word of God. Sickness will flee. Disease has to go. Poverty is not part of our covenant. Wholeness, boldness, the glory, resurrection. That's who we are. That's who we are. That's who we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm hearing the words commissioning. And I'm seeing documents being released right now in the spirit. Scrolls being hand delivered. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us understand what that means. Help us ask the questions of our heart. Teach us. Seeing a map. I'm actually seeing a map of the United States, a big map. And I'm seeing points all over the map. And I just bless the intercessors. I bless the hidden ones right now in the name of Jesus. I pray a hedge of protection over every intercessor in the United States and outside of the United States. I pray a hiddenness and a covering. And I pray for the boldness of God, a season of when to speak and when to hide. And I thank you that no weapon formed against any intercessor will ever succeed or prosper. We cut it and put it under the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 I'm seeing somebody's bank account, and you had a very low balance, and I just saw the numbers go up. Here's the thing. If that's something that you want, all you do is say, I believe and I receive in the name of Jesus. It takes an act of faith. And you have to fight your flesh. Well, not me. Not me. Well, I'm not worthy. None of us are. None of us are. But we're all royalty. We are children of the kingdom of God. And as children, we are entitled to the rights of God's blessings. And so right now, I release the blessings of God into your hearts, into your lives, into the natural, into your bank accounts, into your family, into your hands, into your minds, into every part. Penetrate deeply. Penetrate deeply, Lord, every area of every blessing into our lives so that we can steward them for your glory, so that we can give where we're supposed to give, fund what we're supposed to fund, and bless where we're supposed to bless. Let us look different than the normal earthly people that walk this earth. We're the set apart ones, and we believe right now that we have it all from God, not because we earn it, not because we deserve it, but because of what Jesus did for us. And we say yes to whatever you have, Lord, and wherever you want us to go. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Father, thank you so much for everything. I know there's more, and I'm asking you to continue to pour out throughout the evening and throughout the season that we're in. We will not limit just because the meeting ends or go to a different place. You are forever pouring out, and we receive your blessings wherever we are, whether our head is on a pillow or our head is straight up. We receive it all, Lord. By faith, we receive it all. We want to bless you, Jesus, and we want to be a blessing wherever we go. We thank you that you've released much in here tonight. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to help us acclimate, help us adjust, help us ask the questions we need to ask for what we received and how to walk in what we received. And I thank you that you point us to the good Father, who never hurts us, who always cares for us, who never sleeps. And I ask you to help us remember his goodness and his kindness every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Shaka boom, babe, boom, boom, boom. I just want to say a couple things. Today, I was driving up here and I was feeling like Gideon. You know, I was like, oh, you know, Lord, I got nothing. I know that's a good thing, but, and then tonight I'm in worship and he'd give me a scripture and I'd look it up and then he said something. I forget what he said. And I went to look it up and my phone wouldn't work. I'm like, I know what he said. He goes, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And I thought, oh, am I going to preach on that? No, he did. And he's so good to us. You know, and I feel like we're in a season where God is trying to get us to get out of the way. Somehow, some of us got in the habit of performance mode, like we got to do it for God. And God's saying, I already did it. Will you let me do it? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And I just feel like we need to come into agreement with that. You know, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I feel that was a like a legal transaction that just took place. And there's power in our words, and there's power in the spirit. And I feel like some of us are going to see who we really are. I feel like there was some stuff that was removed in here tonight. You know, like we came into a position of who we really are, and we're going to start to understand that. But it's important to continue to ask Holy Spirit to help us. So that's all I'm going to say on that.